guys, welcome to the Twiniversity Podcast, a show created exclusively for parents of twins. I'm your host, Natalie Diaz. I am a mom of twins. I am also the Twiniversity founder, and I am the best-selling author of the book, What to Do When You're Having Two. Our goal at Twiniversity is to make sure that you always feel connected, we laugh at the little things, and we really do get to teach you a few tricks along the way. And that is what we hope this podcast is about to do. So welcome to Twiniversity.
Kids, I envy you. I so envy you because, truth be told, your options have never been better with Dr. Brown's Options Plus wide neck bottles. From nipple to base, it eases the transition from breast to bottle and back again. Each nipple is specifically engineered to offer the same consistent natural flow so that you and your twins know what to expect at every feeding. The new breast-like nipple shape is correctly contoured for a proper latch and a more natural bottle feeding experience. So together with the anti-colic internal vent system, your twins will feed with minimal fuss. And when your babies are no longer gassy, remove the venting system and continue to use the Options Plus bottle without the extra parts. Brilliant! It really is brilliant. You guys are so lucky. So for more information on the Dr. Brown's Options Plus bottle, visit drbrownsbaby.com. Hey, gang. Welcome back to another fantastic episode of Twiniversity. And like I always tell you, this really is a fantastic episode. And I don't just say that. I mean it. I'm very excited. I'm actually really excited. And the whole team is actually really excited because our guest today is Danny Paris, who's been writing for us since 2014, which sounds like either a minute ago or 10 years ago, depending on where you are in your twins' development. But I am telling you, there's a few people who wrote very consistently for Twiniversity, and Danny is one of them, and it's always so exciting. And I love the stuff that she's written, from, you know, talking about clearing clutter to small nursery spaces to what should be in your hospital bag. Like, honestly, you just Google, like, go to our webpage, do the little question mark or that little magnifying glass and put in Danielle Paris, and you'll see everything that she has written. And it's so cute because you could see her babies when they were tiny. So she's a mom to a 12-year-old dude, and then she has 6-year-old boy-girl twins. And I broke my golden rule and started talking to her before I pressed record on the podcast because today's topic is so much fun. It's all about how twins are portrayed in movies, on television, and the whole nine yards. So without further ado, Danny, welcome to our podcast.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be with you.
I love it. Anna, as a fellow New York twin mom, of course, I may be a little partial anyway because we walk the walk and we're definitely an interesting breed of twin mom, but not much different. We still do the same thing, although geographically, I feel like we got a little bit more of a stroller problem because our terrain isn't very consistent.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
It's not much better out here in the burbs either.
Not much better. But yeah, so before we talk about her getting a dog, because that's going to be my topic, I want to convince her to do it. But
I'm going to do it.
You got to do it eventually. But she loves my videos that I do for my dog, whose name is Betty. And I do these weird videos where I call her Jessica. And it's honestly, I watch them 1,000 times myself because they make me laugh. And so I always use the Snapchat filter of this teddy bear with like nerd glasses on, and it changes my voice. I love it. I love that you love Jessica, and my dog has no clue what's happening, right? Right, Danny? It's like literally the dog just lays there.
It's a reaction of you love me, right? And you're like, whatever, Jessica. Whatever, Jessica. And she's like, you're giving me the love, right? And you're like, whatever, Jessica. It's so funny because it's just cheeky.
It is. I love my girl. But I started that for my sister. My sister was having a bad day, and she loves my dog. And that's really where that came from. So, yeah, if you actually use the hashtag classic Jessica, you'll find them on Instagram. And it's all public, so you'll get it. So now you do. And then you'll get every one of the classic Jessicas. That's how you know. But of course, there's real people named Jessica and they're ruining my hashtag.
That's too bad for them. They have to find something else to do.
That's it. They don't really use it. So I've hijacked the hashtag and it's classic Jessica. So now, speaking of classic Jessica and making funny movies, let's talk about freaking twins in the movies. So I started doing a little homework yesterday and I was thinking about like, what twins do I know and how are they portrayed? But go on. Get on your soapbox, girl. I'll prop you up. Here, jump on my foot. Jump on my foot. I'll boost you up.
So one of my favorite movies, one of my favorite actors is Danny DeVito. Why? Because my father looks exactly like Danny DeVito, only he is a very large man, but the face and everything the same. So much so that when I was a kid and I used to watch Taxi, I was confused as to how he was on TV.
Oh, no.
Yes. I'm like, why is he so little? Why is he so short? Why is he in the booth? I'm not understanding. But when you watch a movie like that, the stereotype is that twins have certain mannerisms. They have this kind of bond. They have a connection. Mm-hmm. And they do have it, but I think it's really sensationalized in movies for entertainment value. And it's not as true to life as it can be. So now that my twins are a little older and they're boy, girl, and they're not identical, when someone asks that, are they twins? Yes. Oh, do they have the same thoughts? Are they psychic? Can they fit? But it's, you know, it's portrayed in movies and in entertainment, mm-hmm. kind of for shock value, because I don't know any twins like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. I don't. It would be fun, but I don't know any.
it's a little drastic. So see, now you say that, where I would say that might be the best representation because they had nothing in common. Whereas we look, let's go to the next big twin movie, The Shining.
The Shining. The right. Shining.
Are now, your kids creepy like that?
Well, I'll confess this to you. So when I was pregnant with them, because I already have an older singleton, I have a boy who's older. When I was pregnant with them, I had to go through some genetic testing because I was a little older and had some complications. And, you know, you pray to God or whatever you believe in for healthy babies. But I kind of threw in like, please don't give me identicals because I don't want to be able to not tell them apart. I'm their mother. Right? So that's always the fear, like, oh, you have identicals. Which one's which? I can't say.
I don't know.
I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. So when you watch that movie, you have Jack Nicholson. All right. He's a writer. Maybe I can relate to you. Okay. But turns out to be a murderer. And then they have the twins in there. These creepy twins. Why are they doing that? Wasn't the kid on the tricycle creepy enough?
Truth. But he was. It was super creepy because he ended up at the spooky, spooky girls. Truth be told, Danny, it's one of my favorite twin Halloween costumes, and it's why I wish I had same gender children, although I kind of want to just put my son in a dress. Truthfully, that's what we should do, considering that my son's got like a foot on my daughter and almost 100 pounds more than they're huge. They're a
cash.
Little, they're a little, I should totally make them dress like the twins from The Shining for Halloween. He would do it too. My kids are so weird. So now we have the creepy twins. Right? We have the Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now let's go to classic Parent Trap.
The Parent Trap. I love it so much. I love it. I mean, one of the best lines in it is, don't you guys realize that you have the same face? And then they make them sit at the little isolation table. That, I think, to me, is a better representation because in life, there are situations where twins are separated at birth for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And so the beauty of that movie is that they're able to find each other. And even though they come from different cultural and societal backgrounds, they make a bond not because they look the same, but because of the intrinsic problem that they're having with each one's missing the other parent.
Wow, you're getting super deep on the Parent
Trap. It's a lovely story.
This is this is your senior thesis on the Parent Trap. Now,
the issue with our own twins, like how do you bond with them?
Have you seen Three Identical Strangers?
I haven't.
Holy smoke. What are you talking about?
I don't sleep, girl. Is it on Netflix? I'll hit it up at 2 in the morning.
I don't even know. OMG.
I'm making a note. Where's my pencil?
No, you need to make a note. And by the way, if you have twins and you haven't seen this movie, truthfully, you should freaking watch it. I have never, by the way, it's a real movie. It's a true story. It's a documentary. Mm-hmm. And when the documentary first came out and was in the movies, my phone was blowing up. Like literally, I was getting text messages from all the way from the West Coast on. And of course, nobody takes into consideration time zones. So I'm getting weird midnight, you know, texts. And so what the movie is, it's called Three Identical Strangers. We're going off topic, but I'm telling you about it because it's too good. If we're talking about twins in the movie.
I need to know.
So what this is, and it's New York based too. So there's this dude, and he was raised on the island of Long, right? And he has, like, a wonderful family, blah, blah, blah. And one day, they're reading the newspaper, and in the newspaper, there's a guy that looks just like him. And everybody's like, oh, no, wait, wait, I'm lying to you. The moral of the story is, I'm not going to go into details, because I believe that one person was in college and said, oh, Danny, or whatever his name is. And then he's like, I'm not Danny. And it was his identical twin. And they match them up. But wait, then they have the story in the newspaper. This is where I'm getting confused. They have the story in the newspaper. And then there's another one.
There's a triplet.
There's identical triplets.
I can't.
That were separated at birth. But wait, there's more, Danny. Then they find out that they were purposely separated at birth for a psychological experiment through an adoption agency in New York City.
How old are they, about?
Well, they're now supermen. They're old now. They're probably older than me. So I would say in their 50s. But, okay, so I knew what the movie was about, and I went. I was so upset watching it, and I was like, you know when you, like, you cry, and it's like, I can't control. I was that way in the movie theater, and I took my twins to see it. Because it was summertime. I took my twins. Danny, I don't know if it was a mistake or genius move. I can't quite tell you. But they were holding each other.
They were genius.
Like, oh, my God. Because they were like, what if I didn't have you? Like, what if I didn't know you existed?
Well, it's a different experience for twins between other siblings, even if they are close in age. Because what I think the misconception is, well, they're close in age and they're experiencing the same things. They aren't.
Yes.
When they're exactly the same age, when you have to share a birthday, but it's not just that, it's your everyday experience. You learn how to ride a bike together. You learn how to hold a fork. You learn how to go to kindergarten. You learn all of these milestones together.
Yes.
That you have a partner. It's different from a regular sibling.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if they are not miles apart.
Absolutely.
But that's...
Yeah, that was like, I was so upset. You have to watch that. And I do think that it's available for free. I don't think that you have to pay for it. But truthfully, even if you had to, I would buy, like, if you have to buy it on Prime or whatnot, I totally would do that. iTunes, it was worth watching. I've never in my life seen anything like that. And it makes perfect sense why everybody was messaging me about it.
Well, that's kind of my problem with This Is Us. I don't know if you watch that, but a lot of people do. I watch it.
Yes.
My problem with This Is Us is twofold. So they have the one triplet that dies at birth, Kyle, I think his name is. That's completely discounted. They touch on it a little bit, that she has a little bit of sadness that the baby died. But it really isn't discussed in a way that's meaningful. Mm-hmm. So that's problematic. So then you have Randall that they bring in. But the storyline, they never really, in my opinion, fully treat him like a twin.
Yeah.
They kind of, and not just because of the race issue. Because they focus on that Kate and Kevin, those are two good dog names, have that twin bond. And he's kind of on the outside. But as a family, they should have worked harder to make him a part of that because he is experiencing all of the same things that they are at the same time. He happens to be a little smarter than the other two and gets into the Ivy League college. So I think that's the disconnect. I mean, there's an episode where that struck me particularly strongly because between my twins, they always joke that my boy twin is my favorite. And maybe he's my favorite. But the reason is, in the episode, they're saying, like, why is Randall your favorite? And she explains, because he's easier. Mm-hmm. He has common interests. They read together. He's quiet. He doesn't cause any trouble. So, of course, the other two who are running amok are not going to be your favorite. But between my twins, my boy likes to clean up, is very orderly, will do whatever I want. And they call him a kiss up and they call him whatever. But he's just easier.
I know how you feel. I get that. I get that the easier twin is your favorite twin. I am a big fan of that school as well. So now, talking about This Is Us for a second, I stopped watching it after the first season because every time I watched it, I was so sad. And
I know.
I'm like, why am I purposely doing this to myself? Like, don't I have enough crap in my life that makes me cry?
I have to watch it for Hot Kevin. That's the reason. I watch it for Hot Kevin, which is a mistake.
He was in that movie, the movie with the mom's movie, Hot Moms, Cool Moms, Something
really?
Moms. With yes, he was a stripper in that movie with Kristen Bell. Yes.
How do I not know about this?
How do you not know about that?
I don't know about this.
But yes.
I don't know. I dated someone who looked just like him, and it went on a little too long because he looked just like him.
That's so funny. I got to find you the name of that movie. It's something
All these things are lining up.
I'm telling you, I'm going to make you a playlist by the end. Right, now, going back to twins, we talked about something a minute ago, how the media uses twins as a ratings booster.
Yes. I have the perfect example of this.
Tell me about this while I get us the name of the movie.
Back in the day on Full House, when Aunt Becky and Uncle Jesse have their twins, there is an episode where Uncle Jesse mixes up their little booties that she had set out for them, and then he can't tell them apart. And so there is your existential crisis right there. They don't know which one is which. And so on that show, all the girls had grown up. They were all school age and older. So how are they going to keep you interested? Well, let's let her have some twins. So she walked around that whole show and was a newscaster and comically big with these ridiculous outfits, mm-hmm. and never had more than, ouch, my back, oh, my ankles. No touching on.
Right? No preeclampsia.
Thing.
No edema. Know. She had nothing. That's
Piece
it.
Piece of cake. And then the next episode after those babies are born, there she is in her size zero pants.
And that's when you want to smack through the television? Is that the first time that you've assaulted your TV? Remember back in the day, it was like giant TVs. You couldn't knock them over if you wanted to. Now I could blow on my television and it falls off of the little case that it's on. But it's true. Like, twins are so positive and, like, it's not a big deal and whatever. Like, I do want – and if you, by the way, are listening to this and you're like, what are you talking about, girls? Like, there's that total movie about XYZ that, you know, that mom, that twin mom had such a bad experience. I want the movie like mine, right? Like, my experience. I was in the hospital 27,000 times. I'm telling you, and this is why when I was thinking about starting Twiniversity, there was nothing that I could relate to. Everything online was so freaking medically heavy and like, I'm going to deliver babies that are going to literally have Down syndrome. Like, everybody was like, I'm not saying anything to families that literally have children that have problems, but they were letting me believe that I was going to have things when no one tested me or like there was not even a hint of this. So. Yeah. Yeah, it made me crazy. So you had either the super happy, like, oh my God, yeah, so they're twins, let's have a shower and everything's great and nobody's uncomfortable. And then I had my pregnancy and I'm like, what you talking about, Willis, right? This doesn't look like anything I ever saw before. And then I had all the websites that were telling me like all this crap that's gonna happen to me that get ready, hold on, and here's what's gonna, and I was like, there's nothing is matching. So
there's nothing in between that's realistic.
It does. You know, it makes me so angry.
When I went on medically induced bed rest in the hospital at 29 weeks, they said, oh, there you get it. And then you can have a little vacation.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yep. That's it. Okay. Have a little vacation. Did they forget to send you the masseuse every day with your cocktails of the day? You didn't get that? Maybe they just forgot, Danny. Maybe they were supposed to have like the manicurist on Tuesday and then you get a blowout on Wednesday. And then
here's my favorite. When someone says to you, like, you look really good for having twins, that's not a compliment.
What do like you tell them? I tell everybody, I was talking about this yesterday on our coffee talk. I tell everybody I'm 72. Because I'm so sick of people. And they're like, oh my God, you look so great. I'd be like, yeah, I'm holding up at 72. It's amazing. I do a lot of vitamins.
And then they ask you how old your twins are, do you tell them that they're, how old are they now, 14?
They're 14. I tell them that they're 31 years old. They look good for their age too. I really like, but you know, like, I'm not trying to be mean or snarky, but they're like people that should know. Like they're like inner circle people. And I'm just
no,
like,
they don't. Why? Just say you look nice, period.
Like, yeah. Yeah. You look good for having twins. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah. Good to see you. Or my favorite, you know, the age old favorite is, well, my children are, you know, 9 months apart, so they're twins or they're Irish twins. Honey, no. You got to have two pregnancies.
Don't make me smack a bee. And not only did you have two pregnancies, but you also had time with that one child to get to know that kid, and you weren't thrown into a nursery school. We're taking a turn, Danny. We have to get back onto our topic.
Full House. So Full House.
Full House is your worst.
Full House is my worst. Because they bring it in there as kind of, well, here's our jump the shark moment. Watch our show. Watch how easy it is to have these twins. Nothing changes. No one has really a full-time job over there, right? You got 17 people living in one house. No one's paying a mortgage.
And it's in San Francisco, which real estate is so even then it was stupid. I did think about that. I did, honestly. I always thought about how could people afford that?
That's
impossible.
They can't. Unless you're trust funded in, you can't. You can't afford it. But it was always happy, shiny. Nobody ever threw up. No one had the flu.
Nope.
There were never any, real marital issues there that broke it apart. I mean, the divorce rate's very high for a reason, because it's difficult to do this at the same time.
Yes.
You have one child, two, three, four, five. Different situation than two at once.
Yes.
Absolutely.
More financial, physical, emotional stress. It gets to us, and we don't see that in the movies or TV. Now, what about, I was telling you that there is a new twin pregnancy on TV right now, and it is Modern Family. Her name is Haley. She's young. She's in her early 20s, and she gets pregnant from the dude. I don't even think they're married. Not that that matters. But I think they live in the parents' basement. And the person who was the sperm donor, let's say, I don't even know what I want to call him. He's like, they portray him as like dumb as a bag of rocks, this kid. So she's pregnant with twins. And I could see, it bothers me because I hate when people use this as, some kind of sensationalness. But Julie Bowen, who's Claire on Modern Family, she actually has twins. And she, when she had her twins, I have the utmost respect for her because she just came out swinging. And she took a picture of when she took a downward picture when she was breastfeeding her twins. And she's like, it's so glamorous.
But it is glamorous, isn't it?
I thought that was good, and everybody's like, oh my God, Julie Bowen's breasts, and she's breastfeeding, and shut up, people. Like, what are you talking about? That was one of the first times, I got to see how old her twins are, but that was one of the first times that I was like, look at that, a real person taking a real picture of her real struggle. I was into it.
If I could have held a camera, maybe I would have done the same. I mean, I went back to work after 3 months, and my days, because I work from home remotely, I would have a laptop on a little desk in front of me and a baby at each breast. That's what the reality of it was. The reality is a child at each breast and a laptop in front of you. So I fully support it. I don't know why, celebrities get a lot of flack when they do that.
Yes. But it was like a huge thing. It was even in Time Magazine. So it was February of 2011 that she did this. And so she took a topless photo of herself breastfeeding her twin sons in what's called the football hold. What? Yeah. What? Please, everybody. Everybody went super crazy. And then I also remember when I was expecting, I was pregnant at the same time with twins as was my best friend, Julia Roberts.
I love her.
We were both pregnant at the same time. We planned it that way because I would be like, Julia, what are you going to do? Are you guys going to have kids? Because it's time. Let's have twins.
And you both have boy, girl, because you guys are like this.
And Marsha Cross, too, at the same time. So Marsha Cross from Desperate Housewives, her too, she was pregnant with her twins too. And I'm like, girls, what are we going to do? Is everybody in the hospital? But they never focus on that stuff. And I wish that they did. And I wish that, and maybe we just got the short end of the stick and we just didn't have the best pregnancies ever. But I almost hope, I do know that there are celebrities that do talk about some issues, but it seems to be shrouded in mystery a lot.
Says, I mean, at the same time, we have J-Lo and Mariah. So, they have a little beef. They pretend not to know each other. Okay. So J-Lo, it's very believable to me that she, after she had her twins, bounced back to the body that she has because she's a dancer. She's always been very, very active. But Mariah, and I'm speculating a little bit, you come out with the flat stomach. Girl, you totally had your stomach stapled. And believe me, I'm not above asking that. When I was pregnant with my twins and on 5 weeks of bed rest, and I was completely delirious at the end. I pulled my doctor aside. I was like, listen, I'm fat and ridiculous. Can't you give me a little tummy tuck?
A little something.
And they said, no, it's so dangerous and this and you can. And I said, forget it. I'll never do it.
Dangerous? But you just grew two humans in a space for one.
Yeah, they cut me in half like a Thanksgiving turkey, but in my mind, I'm like a little nip and tuck, not so much, you guys. No, all right. A little bit? No? Okay.
What about Angelina Jolie? She's another famous twin mom.
I think that given the fact that her body type, she's tall and thin and always was, I don't think she had any work done. I'm guessing.
Oh, you
but
got...
You don't see her. You see J-Lo with everything out, which, you know, I support.
Beyonce, too. Don't forget, Beyonce has twinnies. So I wish that there was more. The thing that really pissed me off about Beyonce when she had twins here in the city. And when she had her twins, she closed down an entire floor of the hospital.
Then don't, meaning you have the money to have all that moved to your private penthouse. So do that.
I was mad for all my other pregnant moms that were delivering at that hospital. So when I, at the time when I was teaching classes, I knew that they were going to close down the floor. And so I would make fun of people delivering. She delivered at St. Luke's on Lex in the 70s. And I remember being like, oh, you're going to get booted. That's it.
Male, enjoy.
That's that, man. I'm telling you. But I wish that she would have been like, I do remember that she did end up going on bed rest and there was something else about her pregnancy. But it's, of course, never the highlight. And while not everybody has a bad pregnancy, right? I say this all the time. But there's some things that happen. You know, I would say that it's more on the rare side to have like a flawless pregnancy and everything is great and you're in Pilates class till your 38th week and then you squat in a field and you give birth to your twins in a field of daisies. I don't know how much that's happening. You know?
No. Remember at week 26, 27, my older child's bedroom was upstairs and I remember literally wrapping my arms around my belly to carry myself up the staircase like a sad, fat, sad person.
Why isn't that in the movies? Why isn't that in the movies? That should be.
I mean, I think people need to be a little more forthcoming about what the obstacles are.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not a twin mom, but Kate Middleton, I fully love that after she gave birth, she came out in the maternity dress and you could see that it wasn't a flat stomach because that's what it looks like.
Yes.
That's what you look like.
She did. And everybody's like, I think that they were even like commenting on it.
Yeah.
That don't say like her uterus is still quite large. You know whose wife was very honest about her twin pregnancy? William Shakespeare's. But nobody documented it. But did you know that Shakespeare was a twin dad?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
I didn't
so
know.
A lot of people don't know. There's actually quite a lot of twin dads that are on the more famous side of the universe, but people don't know. So, like, yeah, that's one of my all-time favorites that people typically don't know about. And Muhammad Ali, that was another one that I loved. Yeah, and when he died, I was like, I was so upset because I was like, that was a twin dad. And everybody's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, that's what that is. So what other shows, let's think, right? We have, as far as adult twins, my faves are the Property Brothers. I like me some Property Brothers. I like them as twins.
I like it because I love the show so much, but here's the mystery that I struggle with every episode. They never say where they are. So I'm always trying to figure out, because I know they're in Canada. So they're all like, I'm a boot. Let's get this house. And I find the accent very endearing. But once in a while, you'll see a flash of something. I'm like, oh, it's Toronto. But I
they moved to Vegas, though. That's where they built that crazy house. And I don't know where they are now. But
and they
I
have
do.
Another brother, right?
They, I do. They have another brother that's like the random brother that looks nothing like them. And I feel so bad for him. And I'm sorry. but I love how they abuse each other. Like, I think that that's good. I enjoy that twin aspect. I'm trying to think of other celebrity twins. They're like real brothers. And I love that they are good at what they do. And they're like, I don't do his stuff. He doesn't do my stuff. And they make it work. What other twinnies are out there? Or what other twin pregnancies have we seen on television? Who else had twins? I'm trying to think. Jenny.
Think other twins.
I had a whole list yesterday. And I was thinking, I was like, bah, 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 bah. And Julie's like, yeah, yeah. And today I have nothing. I literally wrote a note. But the problem is I have... about no joke, like I will show you, I write things on post-its, but then the problem is I don't sort them and I have 86 million post-its with things written on them and I don't know where we are.
Well, that's like my best girlfriend who writes things on post-its and she would put a note saying get more post-its, but then you can't find the post-its. So I
ask people to rob them from the office and everybody's and the other day I saw my friend's son, and I knew that she was taking him to work that day, and so I made him a list of everything I wanted him to steal from the office, but I didn't tell his mother. And so when she got there, she called me and she's like, "Did you tell Owen to take office supplies?" I said, "Yes, I did.
Maybe.
I totally did. No, I did. I need post-its. What am I going to do, Danny? I don't have a regular office to go to." So, yeah. So
another movie, one more, with my imaginary boyfriend, Ben Affleck. Gone Girl. You ever see that?
Gone Girl. I did. I don't remember the twins in that.
He and the sister are twins in the movie. And so, quick recap. He marries this girl. She's cuckoo bananas.
Yes.
She fakes her own death.
Yes.
Right? So you know the premise
yes.
of it. But in the movie, he has a twin sister who's yes. kind of the voice of reason saying, you know, she's crazy. She's yes. whatever. And they vilify them by intimating that they are sexually connected because they're twins. And that to me was, you guys are stepping way over the line. So they have a character in it that's kind of based on Nancy Grace, who's convinced, oh, obviously he's a murderer and he's guilty. And by the way, sleeps with his sister.
Oh, and my God.
How could you do this to Ben Affleck? That's number one. But just, you know, to me, I'm like, but they're making them twins. And that's the suggestion.
And why does it have to be super incestuous?
Right.
Right. So. Wait, I just Googled a list. Danny, I remember this movie and I'm so excited. And now I know what I'm going to watch with the twins over the weekend.
Okay.
Are you ready? Do you remember the movie Big Business? It was Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin. And they were twins. They were two sets of twins that were switched in the hospital. So one, there was one Bette Midler and one Lily Tomlin as twins in two different parts of the country. And they were like the country mouse and the city mouse. It was from 1988. Kids, I have to tell you, I remember this. It was so fantastic. It was such a funny movie. Big Business. Please watch that.
I couldn't love either of them more. I love them both so much.
Oh my goodness gracious. That was so, so fun. Okay. And so then we have, what other do we have? There's none that I really remember that I think is going to be worth talking about. The Social Network. That was the twins that were involved in Facebook, whatever. Who cares about them? They're rich.
Wait, I have a good example.
What? Tell me.
Okay, so one of all of our generation's favorite, I just thought of it. One of our favorite TV shows is Friends.
Yes.
And they have Dr. Drake Ramore have an evil twin. Why do they do it?
Yes. Evil twins are the best, though. I'm pro evil twin.
I
have
love
to
it
tell
too.
You. I love a good evil twin story.
You know, it's never an evil sibling. It's always an evil twin. So
it
I think
really
if we pull up Lifetime movies, you're going to have a list as long as your arm of evil twins.
Do you realize there should be a Lifetime movie channel just of movies with an evil twin. I believe I read a book by Ken Follett called Something Twin. I don't remember what that was. But that's hilarious.
Right,
the evil twins are the best.
Episodes where Joey's short on cash, and so he goes to the clinic, to yes. the sperm bank, but they're not doing that study. But they have an identical twin study, so he finds some guy named Carl who kind of looks like him, but not really. And they try
oh
to pass
God.
Themselves off
I love
as identical twins. He's like, "What the hell's wrong with you, Carl?" Yeah.
Do your twins have an evil twin?
I think that, you know, they are very, very different. So again, my boy is very helpful, very sweet. I love you, mommy. And my girl is very much like me. Strong-willed. I'm going to do what I want. I will leave this here. Someone else will clean up for me. You know, I mean, we will clean the house and she will literally lay on the couch. I'm like, "But Rose, what are you doing?" "None of the boys will do it. You guys will do it."
God bless her.
I know, but I said to her, like, "You need to either become rich or marry a rich person because this is ridiculous."
Jeez. Oh my gosh. I say the same thing all the time to my daughter. It makes me that was my whole rant this morning is my kids. My son, I would say he's my favorite too because he is easier, but now honestly he's getting worse. So this whole teenage boy thing, ugh, I can't.
That's my 12-year-old.
Ugh.
That's my He won't say goodbye to me. I'm like, "Listen, I will walk you to your class and hug and kiss you, and I will really embarrass you."
I love to scream, "You better kiss me." I like to scream that out loud before he's going, "You better kiss me."
On the cheek. Make it a good one.
I like when he kisses me on my forehead because now he's almost as tall as me, and it's so cute, my little boy.
Mine is taller than me, and he's, you know, only in the sixth grade. I mean, I'm a short person, but What am I going to do?
Nothing.
Look up and yell at him?
Yeah, that's what you're going to have to do. My mother would stand on a chair to yell at me and my sister because my mom is so petite and we're like giant daughters. And so, yeah, she would, or she would hit us with a long spoon so that it could reach us because we would also back away quick. And so she'd get us with an extra long spoon. God bless her. God bless that woman. I'm going to go hit her with a spoon today and be like, Ma, remember this? Remember when you used to hit us like this?
It's not socially acceptable, but pretend it's the 80s.
Good times. Good times. Listen, I'm telling you, there was definitely the point to being hit with a spoon. I do believe in it. She was right most of the time. But my sister would often take the fall for me, and then my mom would hit her with the spoon, although it was really my problem because my sister's really that kind of girl. She's so good, my sissy. So I think it's time that we write a script about what a real life twin movie would be. Okay, so let's do this. We're writing a movie. What's the first thing? Are we making – I think it should be twins having twins. I think that would be because then they could have another layer of understanding. And then I want to watch them go through their pregnancy, and I want one person to give birth in the daisies. And then I want the other one to have a more
– I was going to say I want one person to be sunshine and rainbows and the other one to really experience the actual difficulties.
Yes.
That would be a really interesting dichotomy to see how that would work.
I like that. And then – their spouses, I want their spouses to be very, very, very different people. I want kind of like the touchy-feely, let me catch the baby in my arms. And then I want the other one to be like, who are you? I'm going to go to work for 86 hours a day, and then maybe I'll stop by to see you and the kids. So I want different spouses. One could have a dog. One could have a cat. What do you think?
Can
about
one
that?
Be clueless? What one could be clueless? I mean, my ex-husband... You know, we're divorced for a reason, not this reason, but his only job during my labor was, can you just give me cold washcloths? Like, I can't eat, I can't do anything, but that's all, that would kind of comfort me, just a cold washcloth on the forehead. No,
he couldn't
obviously.
Do it. Did he bring you a washcloth at all?
No, actually, when I had the twins, he wasn't even in the operating room. So
God bless him. He was busy. He had to go drink with the boys.
He has to sit outside for that.
Yeah. It was too tough for him.
But I like that. You know, one could be a person who kind of struggles with everyday tasks.
I want this movie. Who are we going to pitch this to? Netflix?
Who can be, I mean, if I'm saying for casting.
Yes.
Who my secret imaginary boyfriend is Jared Leto. And actually, one of his friends had twins, and there's a picture on his Instagram of him holding twins, and my heart just exploded. Okay.
We're going to have to find that picture. He's so pretty, he could play the mom.
He can play the mom. He can play the dad. He can play both twins.
He's such a pretty boy. God bless him, Jared Leto. God bless you if you're listening to this, because I know this is your favorite podcast of all time. So, but I think we should have them be fraternal twins. Please, could we have that? And then maybe they have one of them has identical twins, and one of them has fraternal twins. So this is the movie that we're writing, and I want one of them to bank their cord blood. The other not. I want one to encapsulate their placenta. I want the other one not. So I want to do this whole crazy thing of all things that people do. Listen, Danny, we got things to do. We got to go write a script. We can't sit here and dilly-dally. But I loved this conversation, and now I've already written down on my Post-it four other podcasts that I want to do with you because I think it would be fun.
I'm in. I think it would be great.
Oh, my God. I just want to keep taping right now. I want to press end on this one and just go right to the next one because it's
just... You just have to get Jared Leto's agent. That's operandus number one.
Well, I bet you we could get to him. I bet you I know somebody. I'll put on Facebook today. Hey, Jared. What's up, man? Are you going to play one of the dads or moms in our movie? Are you free? We have a budget of $30. Could you do it?
$25 because it just got a Starbucks.
And it's going to be in change. We hope you don't mind. It's going to be in pennies. We're not even going to roll them. We hope that's okay with you.
It's a crime against nature that he has not procreated.
Maybe he did, and we don't know. Who's to say he doesn't? Listen, let's do some 23andMe on him, and let's see if there's another one of him out there. That's bringing up all sorts of crazy things. Ugh.
I did the 23andMe. I don't know if you've done it, but my whole life I was raised Sicilian. It's right? Nope. Italy, zero.
No.
Zero. So be careful. It completely has thrown my life into not turmoil, but you're not what you think you are, which I've always said, like, you know, you never know what you are and you got to embrace everybody.
Oh my God.
I'm not Italian. I'm
what
Greek.
What are you? Okay.
Greek.
Yes.
African and an Ashkenazi Jew, which makes sense because I have an autoimmune disease.
Okay.
And they always ask me, are you an Ashkenazi Jew? And I say, no, but I am. That's the genetic marker for who knew?
Oh,
I would have known
God.
That.
I don't want to know. I just want to know for college purposes of what I could have my kids check off so we could get scholarships.
That's right. I mean, my son is part Native American, one of them.
Oh, you know? So wait, and you did theirs?
I did. My mother did hers.
Okay.
And she came out Greek and a little bit of Italian, Irish, a couple of other random things. So we're like, okay, that's what we thought. Not as Italian as we thought, but okay. We figured we got that from my father because he is Mr. Italy and has claimed I could trace my family back all these generations. Okay. So I get mine back, and mine says Italy zero. So I call him up, like, are you my father? I'm like, what's going on? Those tests are fake. They're not fake. Something's up, right? So we're figuring that his family was from Greece and then emigrated to Italy many hundreds of years ago. But then we did my son's. Now my children's father is Greek and Mexican, primarily. So theirs came back Greek, Mexican. But also, that kid's got everything, every race under the sun, Asian, African, Native American, Hispanic. He has Italian and I don't. So my own kid's Italian and I'm not. I'm like making sauce and making brujol and like doing all these things.
Nope. You lost your card. You lost your Italian girl card. Sorry, Danny. Please don't tell your neighbors on Long Island. They probably will have to. You'll have to leave.
Yeah, please don't throw me out.
But this was so much fun. Thank you so much. And if you guys have any movies that you want to contribute, or even if you want to just go harass Danny, she is on Instagram at Danny Says What Now, which I do humbly love that. So, and it's Danny, just so you know. So you could find her there. And of course you could find her through Twiniversity. So they could just email us, or I'm going to tell you, you could just email us at community@twiniversity.com. We'll forward anything to Danny, but this is great. And so we had also good news that she told us today. She'll be doing a little bit more writing for us. I'm holding you to that, Danny. You got it?
I'm going to do it. You have to call me and yell at me, or, you know. But
I think the first thing you write is your top 20 twin movies. But you have to watch Big Business first.
I have it circled on my pen. Look, see,
okay.
I have it.
So, good. So you got Big Business to watch this weekend and Three Identical Strangers. Those are your two movies.
And the rest of This Is Us, if I can emotionally pull it together.
I can't handle it. I cannot. I'm not watching it. I'm going to pretend the show doesn't exist. It made me. I would watch it, of course, all by myself. I would get up so early on Sunday mornings, and that's like my time to watch TV. It was too sad. I can't. Even my sister's like, my sister came up one day, and I'm like, ooh. And she's like, why are you watching this? And I'm like, I don't know.
Why do I watch these things that are bad for me, like 500 Days of Summer? Because I'm an emotional cutter, and I like to just be sad in my sadness.
I like to watch things like 60 Days In. That's one of my favorite reality shows, when people go to prison on purpose. Because I always say, would I make it in jail? Would I make it? I think I could. I think I can
make
it in jail.
We're New Yorkers. You can. I always say this all the time.
I know,
so with people all over the country, you can take us and put us in Arkansas. All right. Maybe we'll be a little bit out of place. But I always think like we intrinsically are like Marissa Tomei and my cousin Vinny. Right? With the glasses. Like, oh, how's the Chinese food? We'll be fine. You make it in prison. You'll be fine.
Oh, I have to watch that. I study up to make sure I could do it. I have to make sure. I don't think I'll ever go to jail. I don't know. I think maybe I know a few people that went to jail, but no women. But I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't make it. But after I watched that show, I'm like, I could do that. Come on.
I actually have a funny jail story. 10 seconds. So when I was in NYU, I was pre-law. I went to law school for one semester, and then I dropped out, which was a great decision. But we had to take a tour of the jail. We're like walking through, and it was a county jail. It was like a whatever jail. We're walking through. It's gross. It's scary. That person might have a toothbrush that's like a shiv. All right. And as we're walking through, someone calls my name. So I turn around. Hello. It was someone that I dated who was in the jail.
No.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So be very careful. Like, what do you like? I like bad boys. I like creative, like me, musicians, writers, tattoos. The caveat should be like, not in jail. Not jail birds.
That is awesome. I love that. You were recognized in jail. That's when you know you made it.
Yeah, I made it.
You did.
Professor loved it. Got a lot of street cred from all of them. So that was
good. I can't believe that. That's awesome. I love that story. I love it. Well, they say it's a small place. The world is a very small place, and you should always remember that. I think about that all the time. See, I could have just like a conversation with you about small world stories because I have crazy, crazy ones too. So that we'll have to do just for our funsies. But Danny, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I know that technically you're working right now and you took your little coffee lunch break. No, see, look, I'm saying coffee or lunch break so nobody gets mad at you.
I'll be working late into the night as always.
to make well, it up. I can't wait to read what you're going to do next. And guys, I know you're excited and I hope you enjoyed this kind of crazy stream of consciousness. This is truthfully what real conversations are like. And this is what real world is like. So although twins may not be portrayed perfectly in the movies, I could always guarantee you we will always be portrayed correctly at Twiniversity. And this is it. So forget about that show. This is us. Danny, this literally is us. This is us. And look, nobody's crying right now. Or maybe they are. I hope they're crying from laughing. I hope they cry about how much they love us. And then it makes them sad when this is over. But we do have to end it because, guys, you got things to do. I don't know why you're listening to us right now. Go do whatever. I really do have to put my laundry in the dryer. I just remembered that. So I'm going to put my laundry in the dryer. Danny, I love you. Thank you so much. And for the rest of you out there in the universe, thanks for listening. And don't forget, if you need anything from us, we are at Twiniversity on social, literally on every platform. And you can email us at community@twiniversity.com. If you are currently expecting and you're super pissed off about the way pregnancy is portrayed in the movies, fear not. Our Twiniversity classes are just for you. Twiniversity.com/classes. We're in New York, Chicago, and Houston, and of course online. So until then, guys, see you later, alligators.